007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How
afternoon,
are you?
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well, so it's all happening in the Savoy this afternoon.
Well, it is, with Russell Crowe in town for the premiere of Noah.
Yes.
He's got a busy schedule because he heads off now to Edinburgh and Cardiff as well.
Only kind of 24 hours.
He's
busy,
very
busy
keen
man.
To promote this movie, the Darren Aronofsky movie, which opens actually on the 4th of April.
Yeah, next Friday, so we'll talk about it next week. Now, Indiana Jones?
Well, okay, look, when we started the movie news in 99, all we spoke about for many years was, would there be an Indiana Jones 4? And then in 2008 we had the
Harrison Ford back,
the movie Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which a lot of people did not like, including myself. I didn't think much of it, but now of course Indy 5 is what they're talking about.
Will with or without Harrison now?
Well, I don't know. Can you do it without Harrison? They're talking about Bradley Cooper, that a report came out this week that he'd been linked as a potential replacement. Of course, a lot of people thought Shia LaBeouf was going to be the replacement when you had that sort of hat been passed over at the end of Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. But that
didn't go anywhere, no?
No. Okay. And Frank Darabont is a filmmaker that also was linked to ideas in relation to the Indy franchise. He's kind of denied that this week, saying no, that he hasn't pitched any ideas. And then one of the producers of it, Frank Marshall, said that there isn't anything happening, and if there was, he would comment on it. So we're hearing these rumors all the time.
We'll
maybe
keep an
while
eye on it.
And you know, while Star Wars obviously it got sold to Disney by Lucasfilm, is Indiana Jones going to resurface at some stage as well? It's kind of hard to know, and it's
but
anything could be better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Well, this is true.
You know,
now
so.
Speaking of Shia LaBeouf, what's he up to?
Well, he has withdrawn from a movie that Barry Levinson is currently in pre-production on called Rock the Casbah. Now, the story follows a has-been rock manager played by the wonderful Bill Murray who takes his last remaining client on a USO tour of Afghanistan. And when he finds himself in Kabul, abandoned and penniless, he discovers a young girl with an extraordinary voice and manages her through Afghanistan's version of American Idol.
Okay.
LaBeouf was going to play a part of a military duo alongside Danny McBride, but for some reasons he's decided to leave the movie. The split is said to be amicable. Bruce Willis and Kate Hudson also star in the movie, but he's had his kind of troubles recently publicly. He has no further acting jobs now lined up, and maybe he just needs a break. Yeah, just
step away for a while.
Chill out and see how it goes, and stop wearing paper bags on the
set. Yeah, that too. All right, fair enough. Now, another sequel, Magic Mike, really?
Well, did you think that there would be a sequel? Yeah, there's been talk of it. One of the actors who was in it doing promotional rounds, Joe Manganiello, he revealed that Steven Soderbergh's male stripper drama has a potential sequel coming that is going to happen this autumn. Channing Tatum, of course, was in the movie, and there's talk that he might co-direct it actually and co-write it, and that he has begun work on the script.
I'd say Matthew McConaughey has moved on at this stage.
I would say so. But I suppose it was a movie that did kind of surprise people. But
did,
I suppose
actually.
Even more of a surprise now to think that there might be,
there might be a sequel
to it.
There you go. Well, from one extreme to the other, Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, and a strange home it has found. Brett Ratner's entertainment company have secured the rights to Lindsay Matic and Sophie Blackall's upcoming book called Finding Winnie, which is about, I suppose it's an origin story in a way. Maddox's great-grandfather, Harry Colburn, bought an orphaned bear cub in Ontario as he was about to be posted to Europe during World War I. He nicknamed the animal Winnie, and then he took the cub to England where he served as a mascot for his regiment. So he was then posted to France, and the cub was left in the care of London Zoo. And it's there that author A.A. Milne encountered her and came up with the classic character. So this is a sort of backstory. There was a TV movie, actually. A Bear Named Winnie was the name of the movie. Michael Fassbender was actually in it in 2004.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
So did I when I was researching this. And Stephen Fry was in it as well.
Okay.
So this origin story, finding
Yeah,
Winnie,
it's almost like, I suppose, Saving Mr. Banks, kind of going back to a different
story. Exactly what I thought when I was reading it, that you're just going to get a different angle. So it's a curious one.
It is a curious one. Okay. Yeah. Now, Jungle Book, what's the latest?
Well, Andy Serkis has been appointed as director of this Warner Brothers live-action feature film.
Is this his debut directing?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's exciting.
Now, it is very exciting for him. You know, he's done some wondrous things.
He's very talented.
In terms of CGI, and obviously his characters that he's played.
Yeah, he's super.
Caesar, I really liked in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And of course, Gollum in Lord of the Rings. He's so good at that. And I think, you know, he would have been so involved in all the CGI work that he was doing a lot of directing on the sound stages. Peter Jackson acknowledged this and gave him a role as a second unit director on the Hobbit trilogy.
Ah.
So he has been really kind of, you know,
honing his
boundaries,
craft literally
learning it there. Yeah. And that movie, the final one in that series, The Hobbit, There and Back Again, opens on December 17th. So Andy Serkis gets a call and says, will you do The Jungle Book? And of course, he said he was a big fan of it. So this is a big movie
That's
for someone like him.
I'm
to
dying
go and,
to see
go and direct. I do like him. So,
yeah,
you
no,
know,
he's
I hope
very
he does
talented
well
guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, we wish him well with it. Meanwhile, some news from back home, the Fingal Film Festival.
Fingal Film Festival, it's opened up its submissions now, which is going to take place in Movies at Swords from the 26th to the 28th of September. It's now in its third year. The festival has sort of grown and grown over the last few years. Many filmmakers out there, either in the area or throughout Ireland, FingalFilmFest.com is where you'll find
it. Great. And some Irish interest for our trailer watch this week.
Well, two, because they announced the, they showed Mrs. Brown's the movie on the Late Late Show last night. So that is now available to watch for people. But the other one is a movie called Begin Again. Now, it formerly had a name when we were mentioning it called Can a Song Save Your Life? This was the movie that John Carney has directed.
Yes.
He, of course, of once fame.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie stars Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. It got a name change because the Weinstein Company came on board. They bought the rights after a very successful screening at the Toronto Film Festival. Paid a lot of money for it, actually.
Mm.
The film portrays a Dan, who's a disgraced label executive, finding hope again upon hearing the music of a singer-songwriter called Greta, played by Keira Knightley. And Greta herself is feeling down after being dumped by her boyfriend, who's played by Maroon 5's Adam Levine in his film debut. So,
interesting cast. Well, fair play to John getting such big names on board.
Big names, big names. And it'll be interesting to see. He's about to shoot his next feature film called Sing Street, which is filming in Dublin later this summer. But Begin Again is our trailer watch this week.
Excellent. We wish him well. Now, new releases. Captain America's back.
Captain America is back. Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson starring in this movie. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Steve Rogers struggles to embrace his role in the modern world and battles a new threat from old history, the Soviet agent known as the Winter Soldier. I'm kind of just slightly out of all these movies now. I used to, at one stage, watch them all, but they just seem to keep coming. And I'm like, another one? Really?
Exactly.
Another comic book?
Yeah. This is true. I think the one to watch is The Muppets, if you want to laugh this week.
Well,
it's great fun.
The Muppets, always. I mean, I really enjoyed the first one. You've got Ricky Gervais in this one, Ty Burrell, Tina Fey starring in it, and of course, Kermit and Miss
They're all
Piggy
in there. Lots and lots of cameos, which is quite funny. Of course, they end up in Dublin too.
They've become known for that, haven't they? All the cameos that are
Personally,
in
I preferred the last one. I thought it was a little bit better, but this is well worth watching.
Well, the song and dance of the last one I really enjoyed, you know, but the thing about it is, I suppose, you can take the kids, you know, you'll have a bit of a laugh
yourself.
Well worth
seeing.
And
Muppets
always entertaining.
Definitely. Now, a lot of hype about Passé the Past as well.
Yes, this is about an Iranian man who deserts his French wife and her two children to return to his homeland, and meanwhile his wife starts up a new relationship, a reality her husband confronts upon his wife's request for a divorce. Bernice Bejeu stars in this
one. The artist, she was super in it.
Super in
the
movie.
Yep. Another, I wouldn't be bothered with The Legend of Hercules, would you?
Well, at least you're honest. Yeah, Rennie Harlan, who's still about directing Cutthroat Island, Die Hard 2, movies like that, he directed. He's still getting gigs. The Land of Hercules, as you say, it's an origin story of the mythical Greek hero. Rise 300 did well, so you just wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, look, there's an audience there.
Meanwhile,
tonight, they'll all be going to this one, 20 Feet from Stardom. I think it sounds great. And it's an Oscar winner.
It's an Oscar winner, won Best Feature Documentary. And it's about the backup singers in bands. We have a little bit of a clip that'll give you an idea of the film. But an Oscar winner and a really good documentary.
There's a power to what it is that we do. No one till right now has publicly acknowledged it. But people love to see the background singers. I mean, when you think about Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, you know, that iconic song with the line that makes a lot of people uncomfortable because it says colored girls. But what is he referencing when he says, and the colored girls say, doot, 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 doot. The fact that there's a power to these women that stand on stage and sing with these guys.
Yeah, really like the sound of that. That's 20 Feet from Stardom.
Oscar winner, as you said, as well. So it's
that's super.
You know, you'll be guaranteed to enjoy that one.
Okay. Now, a cheery TV movie for us.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. But then the performances are just stunning in it and worth watching because Tilda Swinton plays Kevin's mother. You know, despite her son increasingly saying vicious things about her as he grows up and being ever more difficult, she ends up having to deal with this and her husband struggling along as well. John C. Reilly plays her husband in the movie. We need to talk about
Yeah,
Kevin.
No, you're right. Superb performances.
Absolutely.
Although, you know when you associate certain memories with a certain film, I went to see this. Do you remember a couple of years ago when it was released, we had sort of 2 months of rain in one night?
That's right.
I went to the cinema that night for some reason. There were four of us in the cinema. We all sort of swam home, literally, and then I opened my front door and there was a little leak in the roof.
Oh.
So it was a bit of a depressing night.
So maybe you shouldn't watch this
maybe
one
I'll leave
tonight.
This one. But it is worth seeing, you're right.
It
it's hard going, but superb performances.
And it's on BBC Two tonight at 10:30. We need to talk about Kevin. If you've not seen it, you should watch it.
I'm going to be at the cinema, 20 Feet from Stardom. That'll do me, won't it?
That'll do you.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Garrett.
Thanks.